Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 802 on ESPN 97.5. Let's switch it up. Dell's trying to rabble-rouse every show. Getting his brother to call in from Nigeria.
My brother?
Yeah, Philip. Saying you're the best on this show.
Did he sound like someone from Nigeria?
Are we going to be racist and say how people sound from Nigeria now?
No, I can say
that's racist.
It's not racist. I know Nigerians from Nigeria. They don't sound like Philip. That's not racist.
It sounded like that to me. A Nigerian accent to me.
You know people. No, you've heard your buddy do a Nigerian accent.
Let me hear what does a Nigerian accent sound like?
Hello.
See? That sounded like Philip.
I was just wondering if you've got my email about all the money that's available for
that's
you.
That's racist. Yeah,
what is racist right here? All the money is available for you in an email. I am a Nigerian prince named Prince Jameer.
I hope Raj doesn't hear about this.
But I'm just doing a regular voice.
Prince Jameer. I know Nigerians named Jameer.
It is time for us to go to Lowe's. Yeah.
What if he tries to tell you to go to Lowe's to throw you off? You're like, not Home Depot?
No one can drive me to a hardware store. If I'm not the one driving, I'm not going.
What if you said Barings? Barings is nice. They have chocolate in there also and coffee. They kind of trick you. And before you know it, boom.
Lance.
Make sure. And he's telling you to, hey, listen, bring your mask and maybe a shield because you might be on a flight.
Lance, you can't force a grown man. He did that to a teenager. He can't do that to me.
It's still one of my favorite stories of all time. Grab your suitcase. We're going to Home Depot.
It wasn't grab your suitcase. See?
He didn't even get to bring a suitcase?
No, he got a suitcase, but my dad had his friend take my brother to Home Depot while he packed my brother's suitcase. And then when my brother got back, there was a suitcase waiting for him, and they took him to the airport. That's what happened. The logistics of it. My dad planned it out.
Home Depot was a legitimate diversionary tactic.
Of course it was.
Oh, okay. I thought Home Depot was code for flight out of the country.
No, he took him to Home Depot, but he had to take some time away so he could get his stuff packed. And then all of a sudden he came back. There's a bag for you. Let's go. That's how it went.
Mm. Your bag is here.
Just thinking of how it happened, like, what? For what?
For who? Eric wants to talk about the Texans. What say, Eric?
Hey, guys. Before I get to the Texans take, let me go real fast over some points. One, the NFL did not admit collusion. They tried to get out of a case with Colin Kaepernick and Eric Reid, but NFL owners said, okay, if this goes to arbitration, we're going to lose. So they paid Kaepernick and Eric Reid. So they were never found guilty of collusion, but NFL owners don't like to pay. And they did in that case. So you can say that it wasn't collusion, but why would they pay if they thought?
I think they were concerned. Unless there were emails out there, and trust me, the money that Cap took was way smaller than people thought. You remember what? I don't know if you remember this. Eric,
they were saying it was like $25 million.
Yeah, the numbers that were out there initially, like, whoa. And then when we found out what they really were, it was like, whoa, why did they settle for that? I think it was both sides being worried about not being able to win a case, to be honest with you. Mutually kind of played chicken.
Second point, real quick. The guy that called, what bothers me is that we live at a time when people are running around not looking for the truth, they're looking for information that provides satisfaction of their agenda. As soon as Russia gets a chance to split us up, they're going to do it. We know this. Every one of our intelligence departments says this is what they're actively doing. They're trying to divide us. That guy's been going around to every one of his friends saying that what we know is not true because it was on Facebook, because it was on the internet. We don't look for truth anymore. We look for what satisfies our agenda. And that's what bothers me about that guy. Third point, Lance, how can you talk about old school rap without bringing up third base?
I love, I was a Prime Minister Pete Nice guy more than a MC Search guy. And then they had a breakup and Pete Nice went on his own. And then they actually just MC Search. You don't even see Pete Nice. Pete Nice became, this is for absolutely no one but Eric, but he actually became a baseball historian, believe it or not. So he was a baseball historian. MC Search still does rap stuff, but yeah. Third base was okay. The original, they were there before Vanilla Ice was there. It was MC third. It was third base, then Everlast with Ice-T and the Rhyme Syndicate.
See, I can't take any of what you're saying seriously because you look like an older woman clutching pearls to that pose you're in.
Because of this?
Yeah.
And he's got his...
You got your wrap around.
My harness, I was almost asleep, and then Snacks woke me up, and then I stayed up until 4 in the morning because I couldn't go back to sleep.
Don't have kids. I told you this.
I mean, is she listening?
Mm-hmm.
It was... that thought was going through my head. Everything's going through my head. At 2:30 and 3 in the morning when I can't get to sleep and there's not a position I can get into in bed that's not uncomfortable, all I could think... Well, once again, shout out to any gutter company. Those gutter stops, if I would have had one of those on there, I wouldn't have had to try to climb up to a really tough place because I know that there's something. I know that there's a tennis ball or some dumbass thing in there clogging up my...
That's your kids.
And it's still sitting there, and I can't do anything about it now.
If you didn't have kids, then
I'm going
what?
Back up there. I'm going to go. I'm going to get a better ladder. I'm going to get the ladder that leans against something, though.
So you're looking...
I'm going back up.
You're looking to ruin yourself completely, then?
Yeah.
All right. You're going back up there?
I told my wife yesterday, I said, this is the second worst thing that's ever happened to me. She knew what number one was. I said, this is number two. She goes, you think this is the second worst? I'm like, yeah. Right now, it's a clear number two, second worst.
I think it's the worst. It's shoulder herpes. It ain't never going away.
I forgot about shoulder herpes.
Somebody popped up on my timeline with that nonsense yesterday.
What nonsense? If it's forever, it's in the herpes category. Sorry.
It's not.
And this is forever.
Did you make this sound when you fell?
Ow!
No, that's my video.
I know.
Where I got a door jammed. No, it was way worse because I also got the breath knocked out of me. So I was going, and I couldn't stop. I was going, and all I could think of is I'm looking around from the ground with my arm behind me, dislocated. And I'm like, please don't let neighbors see me. Please don't let anyone come outside. I want this shame to be my own. I don't want anyone else to see this. The Snacks comes out. And I know he wanted to say, remember when I said I could have held the ladder for you? It wouldn't have mattered, though. He's too little.
Well.
You saw the video. He's too little. He got bodied up by Big Brother.
He did get bullied under the rim multiple times.
Multiple times.
810 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776. You might want to stick around. John Claywell's going to be here, and God only knows what the hell he's going to say. I mean, in the next... What did he talk about last time? Whorehouses and stuff? Oh, yeah, that other thing. Goodness.
Do you
want to
go into that now?
No, I don't want to go into that now. Okay?
Why are you so hyped on the Rockets tonight? I don't get it. After what you just saw.
Are you kidding me?
James is terrible.
I love this matchup. I think this is going to be a great series. I think this is going to
be a really
good series. Yeah. Yeah.
4-2 Rockets? I mean, 4-2 Lakers? 4-3 Lakers?
I think the Rockets could win?
You
got a chance to go 4-3, yeah.
You don't think the Rockets could win?
I think it's going to be very difficult to win, but I like that. I think they're going to be gritty.
I think 4-1.
I think they're going to give at some point, the Lakers are going to be in trouble in this series.
That means the only way that happens is the Rockets take a lead in the series.
Yeah, that's you'd have to see the Rockets up 2-1.
That could well happen.
You wouldn't say they're in trouble after 1-0. Like, the Bucks are in trouble. Getting down 1-0 doesn't mean you're in trouble.
Well, losing at home game one is a problem. Okay.
See, that's the thing. That's why I can't take an early loss seriously because everything's on a neutral court. Now, if you had a home and away, you lose your home court advantage, that'd be a really big deal.
It's huge.
But with all this being neutral court, So it does make sense because this game, so it's 6.5, right? This game in LA would be 9.5.
Yeah.
Minimum. Yeah. 9.5 to 10.
Yeah.
And in Houston, it would be Lakers probably 3.
I simply can't.
That makes sense.
I can't take the Rockets seriously until they win a road game in these playoffs. Sorry. Can't take
They haven't been able to win on the road.
Can't win on the road in the playoffs.
They can't.
They haven't yet. Prove
it. They're the 76ers. Can't win on the road.
So until they do that, there can't be a serious title contender.
Huh.
Win on the road.
We'll see. We'll see. I think it's going to happen tonight, as a matter of fact.
Well, we saw Toronto save their season by winning on the road.
Yeah, they sure did.
God, for those who didn't see that one, we haven't even talked about it. We can do it on the other side, but with 0.5 seconds, a perfect inbounds pass to a spot-up shooter at the opposite corner, and he just drained a three over the outstretched arms of the defender. Like, that was a tough shot to get that. James Harden blocked that shot the other day. And unbelievable three
Harden.
At the buzzer.
Yeah. He's James Harden.
Jalen Brown called James Harden.
They don't have any James Hardens over there. So we got a John Clay Wolf here, though, and he's going to be on tomorrow morning right here on ESPN 97.5. The longest running show on ESPN 97.5 is the John Clay Wolf show, and he's joining us right now to talk about GiveMeTheVin.com. What's up, John Clay Wolf?
It has. It's been 11 years or so. It's been a long time.
Yeah. How about that? How about that? So, John Clay Wolf, let's just talk about you sold 700 cars this week. How many? What's the Houston market like for you?
Dallas and Houston are about equal. I've been going to Houston. You know, I live in Dallas. I've been going to Houston since '96 and buying cars and dragging them to Dallas. Something about Dallas, it's a little higher up on the state, and it's a good switch for either coast. So, dealer buyer. Think about it like where these guys go to the apparel mart or the furniture mart, you know, trade. The auction is the place where the dealers get their inventory. And Pennsylvania, Mannheim, PA is a big one. Dallas, Mannheim, Dallas is a big one, a big switch. Orlando is a big switch. And Riverside, California is a big switch. So there's four main hubs in the U.S., and Dallas is one of them. So we gather all these cars from around the region and bring them to Dallas, and then buyers come in from all over the country, buy them from us, and take them to their lots around the U.S.
Neat.
Is that more than you wanted to know?
No, it's cool. You've done unbelievable things in, 25 years now you've been doing this? And,
yeah.
I mean, he's the biggest car buyer in the country, and it's right here, and you can hear him right here. Shout out to Houston tomorrow morning, okay? Give Houston a shout out.
Hey, I think they got me a coach in L.A., a guy named Peter Tilden, and I think we got cleared on K Earth. I'm working on a deal right now, which is about as big as it gets. So, what's going to happen? You know what's going to happen, Granato, is I'm going to lose my sizzle. I mean, they're going to geld me. They're going to cut my off, and that's going to be no fun. So the guy that you know that you love that says bad things and offends people, like yesterday when I offended half of your audience.
Oh, I got faith in you. You're still going to do bad things.
I think that guy's going to go away.
No, I don't think so. I don't believe that for a minute. John Clay Wolf, tomorrow morning right here, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, you believe this? This is a story by Adam Maya around the NFL, NFL.com digital content producer. Adam Maya? You don't know him?
I don't know a lot of those guys.
Oh, you don't?
They've got rid of writers and went to content producers.
Deshaun Watson could be getting a new contract soon. Just don't expect the one fellow fourth-year quarterback Patrick Mahomes. Don't expect the one fellow fourth-year quarterback Patrick Mahomes signed in July. It'll be more like the deal of Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, that's what I've been saying. It's going to be short. He didn't want long.
Yeah.
He wants short. He wants out. and to be able to test the market again a second time and potentially get away from this team.
Well, okay.
If he doesn't like the way things are going.
The two NFL stars earn about $35 million per season after signing four-year extensions worth roughly $140 million. Do you believe that Deshaun will sign a contract worth $35 million a year?
No, much higher.
Much higher. Yeah, that's why I don't believe. That's why I don't agree with this. Because well, I think it's going to be more like in the 40 to 42 neighborhood.
Yeah, the length is going to be the same. The way it's crafted will be the same. It's not going to be Pat Mahomes has got to.
No.
That is a rare player-friendly, team-friendly. It's just most agents thought he could have gotten way more.
Mm-hmm.
Way more guaranteed money.
Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be more like that, but I think it's going to be more in the 40 to $42 million range. 42 a year. Deshaun's got him by the shorties. He's got him by the shorties. There's nothing they can do, just like Tunsil did.
Apparently everybody does. Well, when you put yourself in that position, yeah.
No.
Zach Cunningham did too.
DeAndre Hopkins didn't.
Whitney Merciless did
Carlos
too.
Carlos Hyde didn't.
Nick Martin did too. Whitney Merciless did too.
I forget his name is.
Miller?
Lamar Miller didn't.
What about Whitney? Whitney's like.
No, Whitney didn't. Whitney's like,
bitch, you better give me my money. And they said, whoa, but easy, Whitney.
Whitney, you went 9 games without a sack. And?
Look at the final number.
Did I ask you for my stats? I said, give me my money.
I'm sorry, how many sacks did I have the first four? That's what I thought.
Give me my money.
Give that man his money.
Come up with that money.
Oof. A lot of money, too.
Come up with that money. And they said, all right, easy. I think it's so mad.
Easy.
You want, I will go. Don't make me go to the Vikings.
So the highest.
Whoa. Don't talk crazy, Whitney. Here. Just tell us what you want. We'll give it to you.
We'll give it to you.
We saw you had 7.5 sacks. Whatever you want is yours. And Nick Martin said, excuse me. Did you forget about my money as well? Who is going to make the calls at center? Huh? Who's going to be a good guy in the locker room? And then that meeting room. Do you need me to leave? Whoa, easy, Nick. Easy. Take it easy, Nick. Do you need me to go? I'll go right now I'll go to Kansas City right now. Oh, stop talking crazy. Give him his money, Jack. Although Jack wasn't there for that one.
No.
That was.
Speaking of which, you see Ryan Kelly's the highest paid center in the league now?
Oh, Nick Wait, Martin's well. Excuse me.
I need an extension.
Come in. OB, what's up? Hey, what's up, Nick? Did you see the news on Ryan Kelly? What? You see his paycheck? Looks like we reset the market, Playboy. What do you mean? There's a new market for centers, Playboy. Come on, back up checkbook and let's go. Let's go walk up. I want to go see Cal now. We're trying to get the season done. Get Jack. Take Jack. And me, you, and Jack are going up there. Uh-huh. And I want to renegotiate. Okay, just take it easy, Nick.
Was Ryan Kelly the center for a division winner? No.
Greg Mance is like, excuse me, what's going to happen when Nick Martin gets hurt again?
Did Ryan Kelly's team beat Bill's team's ass in the playoffs?
That's 2 years ago.
All
right. We're talking about who won the division, John?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who was the center for a division winner?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you make the playoffs, Colts? Winner. Mm-hmm. Did you make the playoffs, Colts?
Who won a playoff game?
Now. Zach Cunningham's like.
Stop. Nick Martin is so fat and happy. Are you kidding me? Look what I got from Bill.
Wait, saying he could renegotiate, and the Texans would be like, whoa, take it easy.
Take it easy.
As soon as Deshaun comes in, like, we don't have to even do this, right? I'm just going to write this number down real quick. Hold on. Write something down for you real
quick. And Nick Martin's going to go, you know the disrespect you're showing me? A guy who plays in the city I was born, Ryan Kelly's making more money than me? I'm an indie guy. I can't go back to that city.
Here's my number. 42 times 4, 150. 40. I want 150 guaranteed, 42 million times 4.
Deshaun, that's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, is it on the paper?
It is, but do you think you should be making more than Pat Mahomes per year?
Who got up 24-0?
Yeah, who was
Tell
up
me that.
Yeah.
Before your defense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Before Romeo Crennel's defense tricked out. I'm not going to be held responsible for that garbage-ass secondary that you brought to me.
Whoa.
And I tell you what, as a matter of fact, if we don't start doing something about this secondary, let's go. You know what? As a matter of fact, you're right. You're right, OB. I'm going to scratch out this 42.
What do you mean, right?
Whoa,
put a new number in there.
Whoa.
Put a new number in there.
Whoa,
here you go, John.
Take it easy.
Here you go, John.
Take it easy.
Look at this number.
But Deshaun, you only scored 17.
46 is the new number.
You only scored 17 points in that first quarter. There was a blocked punt, remember? It wasn't 24 points by the offense.
Oh, really? Oh, I'm not part of the team now? Is that what you're saying?
No, but
I'm sorry. Let me just rewind this to two. Let me rewind this to the week before, OB. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about this. Did you not see that play I made against Buffalo? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh yeah. But
I also remember
you were the one calling plays. Oh yeah. And then I made a play on my own.
Hold up. I was also calling
46
plays.
Out and put 50. But hold on.
You called all those horseshit plays.
Oh my God.
Relax.
In the first half.
Oh, I thought you had to dump them.
Hey, but I was also calling plays against the Colts in that playoff game last year when you were throwing balls into the ground.
That was a horseshit call too.
Here's what he's gonna say. Oh yeah, shout out that right tackle and left. Shout out that right tackle you gave me too.
Yeah, but a lot.
That was nice.
A lot of that was quick game stuff, and you're very inaccurate.
Mm-hmm. Real flagrant now, OB.
I remember. Well,
I guess I can't play. I guess I can't play.
I mean, it was.
Why don't you trade me then?
It was fourth and six, and DeAndre
trade me
open on the slant.
Trade me to the Vikings.
And he threw the ball into the ground. I don't know if
trade me
per
then,
year
OB.
That's what I'm looking for.
Okay.
All right.
That's all. I mean,
well, hold up. I'm going to have
give and take.
I'm going to have my agent give you a call.
I thought you fired him because you don't need him when you're talking to me.
It's literally what Larry Maytunsil said to me. I realized I wanted to stand up for myself and I knew my own value, and he also knew it was going to not be hard.
This is all. Stop. Yeah, can you believe? I mean, there was a tweet the other day by somebody that said, I don't know, Leonard Fournette or somebody, and it was just like, unless it's Houston, nobody will give Leonard Fournette the $4 million that he was going to make unless Houston.
But that
does.
That wasn't like a real broadcaster reporter said. Wasn't that just a fan?
No. It was a blue check mark by some. Yeah, no, he's the butt of every joke, every trade, every salary joke. Extraordinary contract. He's the butt
fun.
Of every joke.
I'm joking, but there is truth in the joke. Like, I'm obviously joking about Whitney Merciless and Nick Martin, but there is truth in the joke that the Texans get run over in contract negotiations. That's just true. And now the guy who's going to get paid the most, and now you're going to have Zach Cunningham. You're going to have four guys eating up about half your cap space. It's going to be. They're going to really have to do a great job with drafting moving forward because free agency is not going to be an option for them coming up soon. Maybe for 1 year you'll have free agency. But remember, that number's also going to come down next year too because of football-related income.
I don't like the feeling of paying a guy who doesn't get sacks a lot of money and an inside linebacker
you don't like that?
A lot of money. It feels wrong to be paying guys. Whitney would be at a premium position if he actually produced. And then another guy who doesn't play a premium position. I don't like it. I don't think you build teams that way.
It's not when your other guy's making $10 million. Between those two linebackers, that's a lot
and
of
Benardrick.
Yeah. I mean, you're looking at what?
Well, what do other GMs say about the amount of money? Well, first of all, the amount of money that they spend on Whitney for the production is ridiculous. But you're allocating as much money as you have
to
linebackers. Zach. And to Bernardrick?
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money for two inside linebackers.
To guys who get the quarterback. That's where the value in the NFL is. You don't allocate it to running backs. And this is the NFL standard priorities are you don't allocate to running backs typically unless they're really, really special. You don't allocate that much to linebackers unless you have, unless you're talking about a special three down linebacker.
Luke
and I think Zach
something.
Is good. I don't think he's special.
Yeah, you give that money to Luke Kuechly before he retires.
Yeah.
Not.
I don't have a problem with paying Zach, but you should be cheaper than Bernardrick then at inside backer. And I'm not advocating getting rid of Bernardrick, but it becomes one of those tough. But now, because of his number, now it becomes a tougher decision to keep a Bernardrick McKinney in the future.
You can't be paying both that much.
No, you really can't, especially because Bernardrick McKinney can't cover. Now, he can rush the quarterback some, but he can't cover. So at this point now, you got to start making tough decisions. And let's just be real about this. They have done a bad job of evaluating defensive backs who can be impactful. They really have.
When Zach Cunningham's contract kicks in 2021, they're going to be paying them a combined $15.5 million. Base salary.
15 and a half?
15 and a half for the two.
Combined.
I thought Bernardrick was 10.
He'll be 8.5 next year on base.
But, is he lower?
His cap hit is 11.4.
Okay, so he's got some probably likely to be earned incentives, bonuses in?
Yes, bonuses, stuff.
When's
like that.
The out on that? When's the dead 20, cap money?
2022. The dead cap money drops to drops only to 7.2 in 2022, John.
That's a lot of dead cap.
I know. I'm aware.
Still below probably the base.
For Bernardrick?
Still safe.
Sorry. I was looking at Zach at the time. Huh. Bernardrick, it drops to, in 2021, dead cap is 1.5.
Gee, that's
so next
that's
year
manageable.
They can get rid of him.
Yeah. That's manageable.
Oh, no. Oh, no. They can keep him for that amount.
Well, his base is 7 in 2021.
Oh.
Dead cap is 1.5.
If they yeah. It's going to be hard for him to make it past that year. So, I don't know. Maybe the Texans probably have considered that. I mean, they're not idiots. I just think they give in on cap negotiations.
I don't know that this segment made him sound like.
Well.
Yeah. Well, you just did a whole segment on what an idiot. Idiotic moves they make.
No, I think he's.
They're not idiots, though.
I think he's scared to make. This is why you have a bad guy play the role of negotiator. And that's why Easterby's going to have.
Tunsil.
But Easterby. He
guy.
Laramie Tunsil in the article said he negotiated directly with Bill O'Brien.
And he loves him.
Well, he's the general manager.
You can't have a head coach also negotiate because
he's
then.
The general manager did it.
Yeah.
See?
And he does. Do you want an unhappy left tackle?
Well, I don't want him 22 million happy.
You got to let Jack Easterby
$4 million more happy than the next paid left tackle. No.
He
doesn't have to be that happy, does he?
If Easterby did
he's really happy.
He could have paid him 18 and a half and then made the rest up in prayers. Like, I'm going to give you.
You can't do a prayers are not.
Yeah.
Easterby cannot do a guaranteed
prayer
amount.
Right. They should have. See, that's what Chris Olsen could have done. Or whomever is doing the cap.
You're the
down.
Bad guy.
Be the bad guy.
Because that happens on most teams. I mean, you have the cap guy's the bad guy.
Because Bill O'Brien's got to be in that quarterback room with Deshaun, not every day, but. All year.
What are you going to, I mean, do you think you're going to have a good relationship if you tell him why he's not worth a certain amount of money? No, that's a terrible spot to be in.
All right, let's talk right now about buying your home, selling your home. Lance Loken, the Lance Loken Group from Keller Williams Platinum. It's the number one group, number one seller in Texas and the number one in the U.S. and number two in the world. This is how big the Loken Group is here in the city of Houston. And man, I tell you what, there's so many examples of 13 showings, 4 offers for Francesca, the school teacher. She got $6,500 over list price. And when you're talking about, I don't know how much the home is, $100,000, $200,000, $500,000, whatever it is. And you say, well, $6,500 over list price. What's that? That's a lot because there's a lot of times, you know how many houses go out there that aren't Lance Loken sellers that go out there and they sit on the market for months and months. And you got to lower your list price and then maybe you'll get your offer. Lance Loken is going to sell that home. The average of him versus everybody else is night and day. His homes are on the market just 30 days. The average for the market is 56 days. That's almost double at the time. And, oh, by the way, you get an immediate cash offer. If you don't want to do all of this, get the house ready, do all the pictures and everything else, Lance Loken says, I'll buy it right now. As is, just let's go. And, oh, by the way, he gives you all the guarantees as well that he will sell your home. So if you're looking for the best in selling, in buying, if you're looking for, this is a great time to sell your home too. It's a buyer's market. It's a seller's market. This is the best time for you to call Lance Loken. Give him a call, 281-861-4624, 281-861-4624, or the Loken, L-O-K-E-N, group.com, thelokengroup.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Oh, is he What's happening right now?
He is not backing away from what he said.
No. Stephen, shock.
Yeah,
Stephen A. Smith is not backing away.
He said, I said it before and I'll say it again. Doesn't happen for black people in terms of getting coaching positions without
any experience. Wonder if Max was going to call him on.
Just flat out wrong.
Well, it's not backing down, apparently. Mm-mm.
But he's incorrect. For those of you just joining us, Stephen A. came out yesterday and said, Steve Nash was white privilege. It doesn't happen for black coaches. But it happens. Doc Rivers, Mark Jackson, Magic Johnson. It happens. It happened for Jason Kidd. I mean, there's a bunch of guys that got jobs, Stephen A. And he's saying, this is a white privilege thing. No, it's not. It's not a white privilege thing. And Steve Nash is a Hall of Famer. Steve Nash has, other than Magic, has more credentials than any of the other guys.
And Steve Nash has also been part of team building. Now it's Team Canada, but he was named their general manager, had that position for
a time. He worked with Kevin Durant. I mean, this is a Durant move.
Yeah,
honestly.
It is. Kyrie and Durant move. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what this is Kevin Durant is happy.
In this particular segment, Stephen A. did point to those two as, I don't know if he said blamed or this is their responsibility. Yeah, they apparently pushed for Steve Nash, and that's why he's there.
Because they're just trying to win games. I think Nash will help them win games.
Yeah.
That's their job. Kevin Durant is 32, coming off an Achilles blowout. I don't know how long his career is going to last. It's by the way, I think that's kind of an interesting question, too. How does a 32-year-old, he's not a heavy player, so there's not as much weight. He does rely on rise to shoot, but he doesn't have to have great rise to shoot because he's so long, he can shoot over people. I am curious to see how a 30-something player like Durant responds to an Achilles injury. You know, I don't know that technology has changed substantially on that particular injury. I remember Dominique Wilkins was never the same, but Dominique was an explosive player who couldn't explode. But Dominique became a better three-point shooter. Like, Dominique kind of changed his game up. Durant's already a shooter. So shooters, I don't know that that's really going to hurt.
No.
Durant as much.
He doesn't rely nearly as much on athleticism as no. As I mean, Jimmy Butler
He does in the open court, but his game can thrive and survive from 20 feet and beyond for the rest of his life if he wants.
Yeah.
I've seen, even if he's severely hampered, people say, well, Dirk was effective till he was like 40, so.
Yeah, especially as long as he is.
Yeah, I've seen Dirk as a comparison if this Achilles saps him of some of his explosiveness.
Yeah, yeah.
Shooters can play much longer.
I see him as a guy with he faces up, you know.
Well, he, as a 7-footer.
Face and fades a lot of times.
Yeah, yes. But as a 7-footer, his ability in the open court, or just his handle to get by guys, is a big deal. It's what makes him we'll see how the rest of his career goes, one of the all-time greats because of that ability. It'll go away just with age. Forget about the Achilles. Yeah, but his ability, his first step at that size to get around guys.
It's really good.
It's really good.
So we'll that is going to be a concern. But I think he can make up for it. Like,
yeah.
It's not like you're talking about a guy who relies purely. Like, if Russell Westbrook lost that, his career is basically over. He becomes crazy inefficient. If Russ lost explosiveness.
Yeah.
It's a wrap.
No, he
doesn't
on
defend.
That. Yeah.
He doesn't shoot well. There's no value in Russell Westbrook if he doesn't have the explosive first step. Shooters can play longer. Players who aren't as athletic can play longer. Players who lose athleticism but are skilled. You know, Jordan wasn't the same athlete. Nobody is in their mid-30s, but he developed his skill level. Chris Paul is not the same athlete he was, but his skill level has developed. And he's good at what he does, so... Yeah, I just think it's going to be interesting. We knew he pushed for Steve Nash. Thought it was an interesting hire. He has no experience, but it follows in the face of, you know, guys who are considered smart guys like Derek Fisher, Doc, Magic Johnson, who was the Magic we knew. It turned out to be Magic was one of the very first ones that I can remember. He and Larry Bird getting jobs as head coaches. I was like, whoa, this is kind of crazy. Jason Kidd was considered brilliant dating back to high school. And then to Cal, and then to the pros. He was always considered like that, the same way Chris Paul is.
Yeah,
Jason Kidd was kind
of
considered the same way.
That's how I think of Chris Paul.
Yeah. Yeah, they're the same. That's why you talked about him being a coach. I think if he wanted to, he'd be snapped up very quickly.
He could walk in. Now, there's another guy that could just walk in and be a coach.
Without question.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have to spend any time.
Would Stephen A. walk it back?
Stephen A. ain't walking anything back.
He ain't walking it back?
Not
I thought,
from
he, I thought he'd walk it back because he...
No.
You thought Stephen A. would walk something back?
Yeah.
Like I say, he didn't walk back Dwayne Haskins.
He did. Being running quarterback. He said he was wrong about it.
Dell, just I'm going to look during the break. If I remember correctly, okay. It was a very, very lukewarm walk back.
Yeah, as I was listening, he issued the term white privilege a couple of times, saying Steve Nash, because those particular players wanted him and Kyrie and Kevin Durant, he called it white privilege because he said it doesn't happen for us. And by us, he meant African Americans. But who knows? But yeah, he's not walking it back.
Stephen A. apologized. Stephen A. Smith has apologized to Dwayne Haskins for previously describing the 2019 NFL draft quarterback prospect as a runner. Blah, 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 blah. Haskins propelled, blah, blah, blah. Haskins,
what did he say?
His mobility. Haskins.
What was his apology?
Well, it just says he has apologized. More of a runner than a thrower. And it just goes on to talk about Haskins.
I'll go find the clip because I'm sure the clip's out there.
Runs about his saying he's not. He can extend plays in the pocket if needed. He also pointed to his ability to make all the throws. Prepared for. No, it says he apologized. That's all. It doesn't say what.
Yeah, I remember
what he said.
I'm telling you. I think if I remember correctly, it was a very lukewarm. Stephen A. doesn't really walk things back. It's not really his style.
He kind of does. Stephen A. just likes to. He just says, you know what? I was wrong. I was wrong.
You know what? My apologies. I missed on this one. And, yeah. By the way, Mulan.
Getting, out today, right?
Mulan is out today, and there are boycotts.
For what reason?
Well, it's not what you might think.
What would I think?
Well, not you. In the Usted form. Like, okay, what is it now? What are people doing now? Because she's not... No, this is actually... It's actually in her home country... She's Chinese. It's about Hong Kong. She said, and this is a whole thing, like Daryl Morey found out and the NBA found out, you don't really want to get into this hornet's nest. During a period of unrest, Chinese-born actress Li Yifei, who's an American citizen, shared a post from the government-run Beijing newspaper People's Daily on Weibo. Quote, I support the Hong Kong police. You can all attack me now. What a shame for Hong Kong. So she supported Hong Kong police in their fight for democracy, and now protester, you know, kind of like a Drew Brees thing, I guess, in a way. Maybe not. I don't know if it's
Stephen
that.
A. said, I was an ignorant fool.
Well, that's pretty strong then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty strong.
I was an ignorant fool, but in my past Haskins analysis.
You want some extra spice to the Mulan actress and her protest?
Mm-hmm.
Guess where she's from?
She's from China, right?
Wuhan, China.
Oh, no. What does our president think about that?
I don't know. What is
now?
He going to say? Is he going to say? Is he going to say Mulan worst ratings or best ratings?
Mulan depends if Disney. It depends if this young.
Lady Mulan is going to blow up today.
Yeah, the live action version.
Mulan, the live action. Is she the one that was in? No, I think she may have been in Crouching Tiger or no.
No,
she was young.
I'd have to look it up. I'm not sure, but Mulan. Out on Disney Plus today. So if you have a young child or I don't know how martial arts fits in with kids. I don't know. But that movie, and it's also about a woman who's in a man's world. All the things that the original Mulan's about, this one will be about too. So if you have children, plop them in front of the TV.
Hey, listen.
You got an out for a couple hours.
Listen.
If you have children, plop them in front.
Yes.
Let's never, ever, ever boycott a Disney movie. Okay.
Oh, I'm not. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's just get that straight here on this show.
You know what would make a big stance? Let me just tell you what would make a big stance. If you really wanted to make a stand for Hong Kong's freedom.
You don't watch it?
You don't watch it. You would boycott that and never watch it.
But even if the lead actress.
John, do you believe in freedom?
I do believe in freedom.
Then you'll boycott and you'll call for everyone to boycott.
Wait, no.
You're problematic.
No, the lead actress
I believe
is for Hong Kong. So when you watch it,
Disney
support Hong Kong?
Disney should be free to make
whatever
movie they
want. No, she's for Hong Kong police.
The police of Hong Kong?
Yeah, that's what she said. I'm for the police of Hong Kong. She's from, yeah.
Oh, she wants China to have dominion
over Hong
Kong?
She wants the protesters. She wore the mask like James did into the bubble.
The blue lives.
Yeah. The thin blue line. And now the protesters, pro-democracy, are saying, boycott this movie. And if you're for democracy, John, you will call on people to boycott this Disney movie.
I'm for the democratic process where Disney gets to make whatever movie they want.
Okay? That's right, John.
Thank you, Mickey.
Thank you.
And you know what? You need some testosterone if you're going to make strong stances like that.
Yeah. You know, it does help. And Men's T Clinic can help you. Having a lower level of testosterone is a big, big problem for many, many reasons. Here's first and foremost. Your energy level goes in the down the drain. The second thing, I'm gonna put them in order. Energy level goes down the drain. The second thing is going to be a loss of lean muscle mass where you're like, hey, this shirt doesn't fit the same. Hey, my pants don't fit the same. Ooh, I just went up a notch on the belt buckle. These are all potential signs that you're not processing the belly flab into lean muscle mass. And if you're big into workouts and you eat right, and let's say you're somebody who really thrives on that healthy lifestyle, but you're not seeing the same results, I can almost guarantee you that a trip to Men's T Clinic is in order if you're approaching or over the age of 40, because a drop in testosterone could have happened to you. It happens naturally. There's nothing that you can really do about it other than go see my friends. In a Men's T Clinic, they test you, they get results in minutes, and they will be ready to customize a tailor-made treatment for you so that you get back to being the real you, the you you were when you were in your 20s and your 30s. That can be a real thing again for you. Go to mensteeclinic.com. 5 locations here in the Houston area, mensteeclinic.com.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
A lot of laughs, a lot of good times. And if you'd like to get in and talk about some of
good
the
times.
Things that Skip Granato was bringing up earlier in the show. For those who missed it, clickbait John was Skip Granatoing.
I was not.
He used a hypothetical to fill an hour of time. You are clickbait Granato.
Did you see how we got through an hour?
Yeah, you're clickbait. You know, the weekend's fast approaching. You're on the verge of a three-day weekend. You're dressed like you're going to go play some golf.
John has checked out. Yeah, John has checked out on this, and he's just like, what do you guys think about the protest? 713-780-3776. Should they kneel? Should they walk out on the NFL games? Give us a call now.
And he's what? Just like,
bye.
He started practicing his putting.
You can't see it. He's got a golf club in here right now. He practices his swing.
I am not practicing
while
golf right now.
While you guys call him in with your passionate calls, he's practicing flop shots.
I'm out of here. Look at my chair.
Why is your chair sinking?
I don't know. I'm going to do a Twitch thing today. Don't I have to have like Twitch connected or something?
What?
Don't I have to have the comments?
This is not going to go well, okay. Is it?
Yes, if you want to read the comments, you have to bring up ESPN 97.5 Twitch, and you'll be able to read what people are saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes, it's not. You can.
I don't know how to do that.
You can search for it in your computer.
I'm pretty sure I don't even know how to do that.
We've had this talk before.
I know, and I can't remember.
Unfortunately, your personal IT guy, Raheel, is no longer with us.
I know, right?
Yeah.
So, Ja Morant won Rookie of the Year.
Yes.
And he was pissed at one guy who didn't vote for him?
Well, we remember he said his dad was his first hater. So,
what?
Yeah. So, yeah, one guy didn't vote for him for first place. He took issue with that.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Okay.
He wants to know who that is so they can DM, apparently.
Man, this generation is so damn.
Look,
you know what? I thought it would be different with the Zoomers, as they're called now, instead of Generation Z. It's not different. They're saltier than the previous generation.
Babe Ruth didn't get 100% of the votes for the Hall of Fame.
Babe Ruth's not Ja Morant.
I mean, Ja Morant should have got 100% of the votes. Let's be real. But in the grand scheme of things, what difference
so should Babe Ruth. Okay.
Yeah, but
so
baseball,
should every other.
But that's baseball. Of course, that was years and years and years and years ago.
Yeah.
But you know how baseball guy was for years and years, like, I just can't imagine someone getting in.
Maybe this guy.
John Morant is the clear-cut rookie of the year.
Maybe he thought Zion was.
Zion Williamson?
Yeah. Yeah.
Big Chunk?
Big Chunk?
Yeah.
Chunk. Well, was it Kendrick Nunn that got
some? You got a little out of order yourself.
The Big Chunk.
What's wrong with
was
Big Chunk?
Was it Kendrick Nunn or Zion that got the other first place?
I have to look at the voting.
Probably
Cali. Well, we know Kendrick Nunn finished in second.
Right.
And
just being flagrant.
Zion finished third and did receive the first place vote that
Zion did?
Yeah, that John
Yeah, but
did.
See, that's like a Stephen A. vote right there or a Skip Bayless vote right there. I'm going to vote for Zion. Just to be different.
Zion was so
just to make a statement.
Zion was so impactful in the now they had to make their votes before the bubble, but it's just hey, yeah, give him a first place vote and watch his team completely flame out in the bubble. Yeah, that was great. Nice job, whoever did that.
Well, but it was before the
bubble. I know, but his bubble performance didn't help.
Well, how many times have we seen MVPs that just flame out?
I mean, like Giannis right now?
Like Lamar Jackson.
Well, that's true, but yeah, some people say, "Hey, can we hurry up and give Giannis the MVP right now? Because it's getting a little awkward. His team's down
2-0. It will be awkward.
I don't know when they're going to announce that, but if they're 0-3 and they gave it to him before Game 4, here you go. Now try to avoid elimination. It'll be a little awkward. They might want to give him that award right now.
Wow. How about this? I didn't know this. Even with a Disney Plus subscription, you still have to pay $30 to watch it now.
Oh, yeah, because it was supposed to be in theaters.
Oh, that's right.
That's why you should boycott
that
it.
That noise.
I mean, wait.
What'd you say?
I said,
watch your mouth, John.
$30.
Yeah, it was supposed to be in the...
You better be watching it as a family.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you buy it, is it a rent for 30 or a buy?
See, I think it's dumb anyway. She does. It's a Matrix thing.
John, what have we said about this? What have we talked about? Matrix thing. Matrix is a great movie. The other ones after it, not so great.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's going to be another one,
too. I don't like that kind of... Just do it like she's actually fighting instead of all this...
Actually fighting... Like what?
Like she's
more Game of Thrones fight.
Unless she couldn't be a good fighter realistically.
Do we
have to have all this unbelievable?
It was a cartoon. Of course, we have to have unbelievable stuff.
Yo, quick question.
Go ahead.
When they got through the meeting, when they were pitching this and they were storyboarding it, and they said, "Who's our target audience?" I'd say golfers.
Older
golfers, heavy drinkers. I think we want this.
It's amazing that
I think we people who like those dancing flute guys,
Jethro Tull.
Yeah, people who like dancing flute guys, Lord of the Rings people.
Right,
these are the people that we need to make. No, they're not targeting you. You're not. They're not targeting you.
Yeah, John's not down with this. It's not for you.
Yeah, they kind of is.
It's for Monty. It's for my daughter, and maybe even Frankie, actually.
Frankie would like it, yeah.
Frankie would like it.
Well,
it's not for you.
Mulan was in the rotation, the cartoon, when our kids were growing up.
Yeah, of course it was. So, do you think Frankie is going to say,
I enjoyed it, too. I enjoyed it, too.
Yeah, it didn't have unbelievable things in it, too?
No, everything was realistic.
John enjoyed what other cartoon?
Savages, everybody.
Actually, that was in the rotation.
Of course it was.
Yeah.
No, the lyric is savages, barely even human.
Oh, yeah. Which show was that? What cartoon was that?
Pocahontas. They're not like you and me, which means they must be evil.
Right.
It's not much different than what we're having going on right now in this country. You're evil.
Can we just have every Friday Social Justice Friday? This feels fun.
What would you like to talk about next?
Because I'm about to bring something else up. That's why I bring it up. the one thing that has been like... crazy. I will say this. I mean, yes, it has taken up a lot of space for a lot of people, and I understand that. In either way you look at it, but I have learned. Like, there's been a lot of stuff I have learned. I talked about it yesterday. The Black Wall Street. My wife said, "How do you not know about Black Wall Street?" I said, "How did you know about Black Wall Street?"
We never learned about it.
What did you learn about it in Kingwood? No, there's no way. So anyway, probably from one of her podcasts. My wife now listens to about 16 podcasts a day. So I said, when have you like last heard the show? You know I'm on radio, right?
Paychecks
come in
podcast?
For radio. Yeah, I'm like eighth on the podcast priority. Hmm. She's got others that are way ahead of me in the priority list. But
that singer she likes, does he have one?
Rhett Miller, yeah, he does.
Does she listen to
she
it?
She just started listening to it. He's got a podcast, too. She said, well, something he does at the end of his podcast that he asks his guests, I think you should do this, too. I'm like, I'm not. What? Stop telling me what. Okay.
Thanks for that.
So anyway, but one thing that has been pretty shocking to me, and I'm sure you would agree with this, some of the cartoons, like the Aunt Jemima cartoons that I saw, the cartoons that were done, some of the cartoons in the past
from back in the day?
From like the 30s?
Yeah.
Woo!
Woo! And women?
I mean, look, that was 90 years ago. I get it. It was way different.
Oh, yeah.
But women, cartoon, and, you know, the further back you go, like if you're working backwards, you go, ooh, smoking when pregnant. Like, yeah. I watch Mad Men and say, oh, my goodness. I forgot this was a thing was in the 50s and 60s. Like,
absolutely, it was a thing.
Like, you weren't allowed to wear a seatbelt because you could have got burned to death if you got trapped
right,
in your seatbelt.
Right, if you got trapped in the car, right.
Yeah.
You know,
smoking when
car.
Pregnant, drinking when pregnant, it was... And then the further back you go, like, ooh, oh my gosh.
Yeah, no. Especially against women and even violence against women. It was just.
Hey, you would just, guy would just haul off and hit a woman for being lippy.
Yeah.
Like, what? What are we doing here?
You want a fresh one?
She had a thought that was different from yours. You get to hit her now? It's like, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa.
That was, that
and
was
it was like,
America.
It was like, get a hold of yourself. What? I'm just talking here. I'm just talking.
Yeah. No, that was America. That was a different.
Hey, do you guys think this is a good question by Lamont? Ask Stephen A. Smith, does he have a problem with pro athletes going into the media with no media experience? I think that's actually a pretty fair question. Yeah. I would say going into coaching is harder than going into media.
Yes.
I think it is easier to acclimate into
ask Jason Witten how hard it was.
Oh, yeah.
Look, he went all in. He put fake hair on his head.
But why?
He did.
But
he did
why
a lot.
Did? But here's what I don't understand. We all have the ability to see talent, like who would be good at something and who's not.
Well, because
not.
Tony Romo was good. Let's get another cowboy.
Get his tight end.
Somebody couldn't talk to him for, like run him through a test screen and say, I don't know that this is good.
Well, there have been multiple mistakes, though. I mean, they make mistakes.
Yeah, I'm sure they did have some test stuff. And they're like
Dennis Miller.
We like them.
Dennis Miller was a huge. I mean, they make mistakes.
Yeah,
all
they
the
do
time.
It. That particular spot, Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
When's the last time they got it right?
That, really?
Since Michaels and Deardorff, when has it been good?
Maybe that's
since
it.
Gifford, Deardorff, and Michaels.
Don Deardorff.
And we have problems with him too. They had Tony Kornheiser in there at one point.
Oh God.
They've failed completely.
Now, I'm
going to
tell you
what
I love, and I really, and I don't care. For some reason, this guy gets hate. I think Chris Collinsworth is really good.
I do, too.
I really think Chris Collinsworth is good. And for whatever reason, there's a segment of people who really don't like him. I don't get it.
I think he's very thoughtful.
I think what he brings up.
Yeah, he analyzes really well. Yeah, I mean, I thought Phil Simms was really losing it. Really losing it. And so Tony Romo but I think we've got good guys right now. Yeah. I think Romo, Aikman, and Collinsworth are great. I think we've got, it's really good
right
now.
There are some good, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, look, that was really terrible when it was, and I didn't think Booger was good on that. Booger,
no.
It's something about Booger's voice. Booger is good on SEC Network and doing some other stuff. I'm not saying Jason Witten shouldn't be on TV.
No.
Booger should be on TV, but not in the Monday night color commentator's role.
Or moving.
Hey, guys. Hey. So right now, it looks like we're going down the 30-yard line. We're backing up, and now we're at the, here we are. Okay. Yeah.
And the people behind them are all yelling, get out of the way. I paid for these seats.
Won't have to worry about that this year.
Nope. 850-80, ESPN 97.5. 713-780.
Did you opt out, John?
3-7. I opt out of what? Mulan?
Season tickets?
I just didn't get them. That's all.
Season ticket opt out. People had to make decisions. I wonder if so many people opted out that they will say, hey, we got our like 16,000 to 18,000 now. Everyone else opted out for this year. So now we don't have to figure out how we're going to say who gets the
tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get mine this year. Now 859 ESPN 97.5.
97.5.